friends. Nowadays, there is quite a lot of talk about values. In fact, only a few days ago, I was listening to the radio, and I learned, somewhat to my surprise, that the forthcoming election was going to be all about values. That may be as it may be. So far as Buddhists are concerned, the highest values of existence are embodied, are incarnated, if you like, in three great concepts or three ideals. There is, first of all, the ideal of what we call human enlightenment. Then, secondly, there is the ideal of the path or way leading to enlightenment. And thirdly and lastly, there is the ideal of the spiritual community of those who are treading the path to enlightenment. In other words, the three concepts or three ideals are embodied in what we call, in traditional language, simply the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And these three, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, are collectively called the three jewels. And they are called the three jewels because jewels, precious stones, are the most precious of all material things, or at least they were the most precious of all material things until recent times, when certain rare elements, the names of which I think I don't really know, were discovered. And because jewels, at least until recent times, are the most precious of all material things, they are also traditionally regarded as being the most valuable. And the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha collectively are called the three jewels simply because they are the most precious, the most valuable of all non-material things, that is to say, of all mental and spiritual things. In other words, it is the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha that between them embody the highest values, the very highest values of human existence. And it's because they're jewels, it's because they're so precious, so valuable, that we're glad to have them. In fact, we're not just glad to have them, we positively rejoice to have them, because they give meaning and purpose to our lives. And some of us, I'm quite sure, don't really know where we would be or what we would be doing without those three jewels, because they have become absolutely central in our lives and give orientation to our lives, orientation to absolutely everything that we do. And therefore, we rejoice to have them. And if we are at all aware, if we are at all mindful, we rejoice in the three jewels, rejoice in the fact that we have the three jewels all of the time. We remind ourselves how fortunate, how very fortunate we are simply to have the three jewels. But of course, it isn't easy to rejoice all the time. It isn't easy to be aware all of the time, or even, we may say, part of the time. And tradition, therefore, has set apart or set aside 3 days in the year on which we make a very special effort to remember the three jewels, and in fact also to rejoice in them, to rejoice with a great, with a heartfelt jubilation. And these 3 days are all full moon days. On the full moon day of May, we rejoice in the Buddha jewel. On the full moon day of July, we rejoice in the Dharma jewel. And on the full moon day of November, we rejoice in the Sangha jewel. So today is the full moon day of May. Or at least, it's as near to it as makes no difference. Today is the day on which we rejoice in the Buddha jewel. In particular, it's the day on which we rejoice in the Buddha's attainment of enlightenment. In other words, we rejoice in what it was that actually made the Buddha a Buddha. Usually, we call this day simply Buddha Day, just as we call the other days Dharma Day and Sangha Day. But this day, Buddha Day, has other names as well. Sometimes it is called Vesak. Vesak is a Sinhalese word. It's a corruption of the Indian word Vaishakha, which is short for Vaishakha Purnima, which means the full moon day of May, or rather, the full moon day of April to May. Again, Buddha Day is sometimes called Buddha Jayanti, especially in India. In India, if you talk about Buddha Day, and even if you talk about Vesak perhaps, no one will understand what you're talking about. But if you mention Buddha Jayanti, then everybody will immediately know what you're referring to. Now, this word Jayanti comes from a word, Jaya, meaning simply victory. So Buddha Jayanti means the occasion of the Buddha's victory, or it means the celebration of the Buddha's victory, or even rejoicing in the Buddha's victory. So, what is this victory? This victory of the Buddha.